what we call a sassafras tree. We was talking about that yesterday, you know, getting them leaves, you know. Now you got to have them roots, you got to have a stump where the tree is dead if it's much good. And make tea out of it and drink in the spring of the year, they sit in your blood. They call it sassafras tea, you see. They used to do that a lot, and it made a pretty good drink, too. And you know, this root beer is made from sassafras, you know, the flavor.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a kind of a tree around here that you would tap for syrup?
No, we never had those, uh-uh.
Okay.
No.
Well, some of the common trees in the community, could you mention some of them to me?
You mean just the names?
Yeah, just some of the top trees you had around here. Especially when you were younger, because, you know, I imagine a lot of them.
No, we've got, I think, all of it's about it still here that I recollect of. I don't believe there's anything missing, or just not as many of them. One of our beautiful trees here is a magnolia, you know. And like a beautiful bloom and off a good odor, ready, you know. Then we have a white bay, it makes a smaller flower. And the leaves are snar, and they're lighter than the regular magnolia. It's of a bay type, you know, tree. And they really got a good odor too when they're blooming. We got those. Of course, oak and pine is our main timber here, I guess would consist of more than anything else.
Now, have you got that kind of shrub that maybe grows by the side of the road or alongside of fences and gets real red? It's a tall shrub in the fall. It has a little red bunch at the top.
I'm not sure what I understand. Yeah, they got a red berry here. You know, it makes a red berry.
Well, this thing was, it was poison to some people, you know.
Uh-huh.
That old people maybe used to use it to tan leather. Soup.
Wait, let me go back on there.
You got shoemaker or sumac here?
Oh yeah, we got shoemaker.
Yeah.
We got shoemaker.
Yeah.
And we got what they call a thorny ash. Don't ever get much size. Not like the regular ash, you know. It's got thorns all the way up the body of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about that thing that would always, that kind of vine that would make you break out?
Oh, poison oak.
Yeah. Are there any different kinds of that?
I don't. There is a different. In a way, I think that poison oak's the only one that's really bad. We have some of them called it cowhitch vine. It has a resemblance of that. I don't know whether it's got any connection or not, but they favor a lot. But these grows that this year poison oak grows on trees, you know, grows up on trees. And it just has, them vines just has thousands of little old legs that comes out, you know, and sticks to that tree with. And it's easy detected by that. Mm-hmm. That's the only vine about it I ever knew of it, you know.
You know anything about the leaves of it?
Well, I couldn't give you much description on the leaves. I don't reckon.
They used to say leaflets three, let it be, where I was from.
Yeah.
Well, now, you got some berries that grow in the woods that aren't good to eat. If they could kill you, you say they're